discontent covers the floor.
All right, welcome to We Write Songs podcast, Adriel. How you doing today?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing good. Fantastic. Marissa's doing fantastic.
I went to hot yoga today.
Nice. So you're feeling good.
I don't know if I'll ever go again.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. Well, I write electronic. Well, I'm an electronic producer and songwriter. So I write, and I also do like acoustic stuff and some worship. So I've been doing that for the past, I don't know, 15 years, I want to say. And yeah, I really like songwriting and I like production. Those are the sides of music I really enjoy.
Cool. So tell us a little bit about what goes into writing an electronic song.
Okay, so I feel like I always start out writing like the drums, and like I try to kind of formulate like a skeleton first, like using like MIDI tracks and things like that. But then sometimes I'll start writing with just an acoustic guitar, and then I'll just take the song and like figure out how do I want this song to sound, or how do I want to produce it. And then from there, I'll plug it into Logic, which is the software that I use. And then sometimes it's just kind of like experimental. Like I'll just start with a sound, and if I like the sound, it'll kind of like formulate the song. So I feel like there's no like specific way or specific formula that I use all the time. But generally with songwriting for me, I like to create like the music first and then the melody. And then from the melody, I start creating the lyrics, like figuring out like what kind of theme that I want to like go for and stuff like that. So
that's very interesting. I haven't personally ever done anything electronic. I've always wanted to, so that's very interesting. And I'm sure there's a lot of listeners out there that are listening to this that either want to or are currently involved in electronic music and are looking to get better at it and find different ways to create. And I think that'll give them a good perspective.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, like, I feel like a lot of times it goes for, like, just having, like, a solid song and then going from there to, like, just figuring out how do you want it to sound or how do you want it to be produced. Because you can take a song and produce it in any genre, pretty much, you know. I think it's just a matter of, like, what kind of sounds you want to use in the song, you know what I mean? Which I've always preferred electronic or, like, retro kind of sounding music. Mm-hmm.
So Adriel, what does your home studio look like? Tell us a little bit about your gear, programs you like to use, some of your favorite things that you feel like are your go-tos.
Yeah, so I have a MacBook, like a MacBook Pro laptop, and I record through an Apogee Duet. So and then I have a Rode microphone that I use and a MIDI keyboard. And then I have like some other, I mean, I have like instruments, like I have an electric or acoustic guitar, and then I have like a Yamaha DX Reface synthesizer and some other like synthesizer stuff. But I like to work with MIDI a lot of times because it's so like versatile and I feel like there's so many options, you know?
How is working with MIDI on Logic? Is it pretty easy?
Yeah, I've used a lot of different programs, like from the very beginning, like when I first started writing music. But I've like gone through Pro Tools and like FL Studio and Sonar and then like Reason, and I feel like it's all about like what works for you, like as far as like your workflow and like. Because they're kind of all the same in a lot of ways. They all do the same kind of things. But, like, for Logic with me, I just found that I just like the workflow of the whole program. It's user-friendly, and it also has a lot of, like, built-in MIDI sounds, too.
Yeah, I like Logic as well. Mitch is more of a Pro Tools guy, but I just feel like it's a little simpler and it was a easier step for me for like GarageBand.
Yeah.
To go definitely. To Logic.
There's a sound on yeah. there too. I feel like from GarageBand, you know.
So do you publish all of your music like on Spotify, or where do you find that people like to listen to your music? Where are you putting it out?
Yeah, I mean, I go through DistroKid, which puts it out like pretty much everywhere. Like it distributes it through like iTunes and like Spotify, Apple Music, all that stuff. But you know, I feel like SoundCloud has been a really good platform for me. I've had a lot of good feedback on there.
SoundCloud is very, very nice because you can interact with everybody on there. I don't know how Spotify and the other ones are, but SoundCloud's nice because you can...
Well, it's almost like a social media platform.
Yeah, and you can like... It's almost like you can... I don't know what the word is on SoundCloud, but you can like retweet their other people's songs onto your own playlists and things like that. So it helps promote your music through other artists as well.
Yeah, and there's also a lot of like producers on there that are like looking to remix other people's music and even collaborate with other people. So I've had a lot of opportunities for like collaboration and like people wanting to remix songs on there. So it's been really like a good way to get other work as well too, you know? Mm.
That's interesting. So tell us a little bit about the worship side of your music career.
Yeah, so I've been playing music in church probably since I was like 9, I think. Just either like in the youth bands or like in the actual worship bands, but I've never really like written. I mean, I think all my music has had like Christian themes, but not necessarily like flat out worship music, you know. Just recently I've wanted to kind of dive into that, like, and just do like a whole, you know, worship project. I've always kind of like, I guess, I don't want to say I don't like the typical worship genre, but like I feel like there has been like a lack of creativity, and mm-hmm. I kind of wanted to see if I could somehow maybe, I don't know, make like a different sound, you know what I mean, than what is kind of like out there already. So it's kind of like, I don't know, I've written a couple worship songs. I have one out right now on Spotify. It's like more electronic, but
what's it called?
It's called Name Above All Names.
Name Above All Names?
Yeah.
Cool. And you kind of stick with your electronic genre as you transition between the two, I guess?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm kind of like leaving it open to see where it goes, but I definitely mm-hmm. think I'd like to stay in that same genre, you know?
So cool. Well, Adriel, what is your workflow? Are you full-time doing music? Are you part-time? What's that look like for you? And do you perform at all?
Yeah. So right now I'm kind of like I do a lot of freelance. So it's kind of like sometimes it's full-time, sometimes it's part-time. But I would like to go more full-time, like have more steady work, you know what I mean? I mean, I've done like a lot of teaching. I've done writing for other producers. I used to perform a lot more. I used to live on the East Coast, so I would do a lot of performance stuff. Like I would play in piano bars and I would do like a lot of touring and stuff like that. But then I moved out to the West Coast and I'm kind of like, I guess my lifestyle changed a little bit, and kind of like just getting established here has been kind of a challenge, I guess. But that's something that I want to get back into, is like performing regularly, because I enjoy it. I've done a lot of stuff for like nonprofit organizations and like private events and things like that. But I'd like it to bring in more of an income for me in the future, you know?
I think we all would. For sure. Well, that's cool. So when you perform, are you typically playing keys or do you sing? Like what does your typical performance setup look like?
Yeah. So recently it's just been like me and acoustic guitar, like just singing.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been working on just gathering certain like instruments for an electronic live setup. And I've just been working on getting kind of like a workflow with that, but it's just been like a slow process. But eventually I do want to have like a full electronic setup where I'm able to play for like, you know, in a couple hours. And but it's harder playing electronic than it is acoustically, you know, because
yeah,
it's, you can just,
there's so much more that can go wrong.
Right. And it's also with an acoustic guitar, it's super simple. You just take your guitar and mm-hmm. play. But I think it's definitely more thought out with an electronic setup.
Cool. So moving from one place to another, what advice would you give to other people? We just also made a move like a year ago. It was kind of hard getting reestablished in a new area. So what advice do you give people that are kind of starting fresh, like in a new area, reestablishing themselves?
Yeah, like I think for me, it's been all about like people that you know and like just kind of putting your name out there that like you're an artist and this is what you do. And then, I mean, for me, a lot of people have kind of just recommended me, or they're like, would you like to play here? Or would you like to do this? And from there, you kind of get more, you meet more people. But I also think it's about being intentional, like going out to like open mics and like songwriter events and like, you know, festivals and things like that. And just kind of like putting your name out there. But I don't know, that's worked for me so far. As far as venues go, because like on the East Coast, I would always just email venues and like get bookings that way. And I haven't really tried that yet here, like just flat out like getting gigs at random venues. But I'm hoping it works the same way. I'm sure it's probably not that different, but yeah, I mean, and I guess it also depends on like what direction you want to go into, you know?
That's good. That's some really good advice. There's a lot of people, I think moving in the music industry, moving a location is really important because there's hot spots.
Yeah.
And, you know, Nashville is obviously like the music city, I guess.
At least the hot spot we're closest to.
Yeah, the hot spot that we're closest to. And
okay.
You got Los Angeles, California area, then you got kind of the New York area, and then a bunch of in-betweeners.
Yeah.
But that's a big step, and it's hard to know what to do. And I think a lot of people can benefit from that.
Yeah, I totally agree. You got to just get out and meet people, because even, you know, as connected as we are online, there's nothing like meeting somebody face to face, you know, seeing they actually have talent. So I don't know, just from our experience, we've had more success just getting out and like walking into places that we know have live music and talking to the owners, or just like you said, doing open mics and making yourself present, and people will definitely make things happen for you. It's pretty awesome what will happen when you kind of say yes and open those doors some more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Adria, what are some of your future goals?
Yeah, just touring again and like going out and performing on a regular basis. I think I've been focused more on like songwriting and production this whole past year and just releasing new songs. But I think next year, definitely doing more worship stuff, maybe more worship gigs and collaboration with people, and then just like hopefully touring. And yeah, that's a big goal for me.
Who did you tour like by yourself previously, or did you join some group?
No, I would tour by myself. I would tour, I mean, like, there's some friends I would travel to different shows, like different states and stuff, and do shows with, but whenever I did go out on the road, it was by myself, which is harder to do, I think, than with a group of people. I mean, that would be something I'd love to do.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
so make a little more money by yourself though. You don't have to split it.
Yeah.
That's true. Well,
the music part, I mean, once you get set up and everything, it'd be pretty fun, but when you have a group, you can kind of split the load with booking and, you know, pitching in for hotels or whatever the other things are that you got to worry about being on the road.
Right.
And so, yeah, that makes sense. But the music itself is probably the same. Yeah. Much fun.
Yeah. I think it would be cool to have, like, not necessarily like a band, but to have like almost like a group of artists that are also like on the same bill, and then you kind of tour with those artists. You know what I mean? I think that would be really fun to do.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. You could do like a comedy night type of thing where you have solo acts.
Yeah.
One after the other, but also kind of travel together. That'd be cool.
Right. Like an event. Like, it's basically like a touring event, but it's a whole show, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be neat. We'd go to that. We'll be there. Sign us up. Well, cool. Adria, where can people find your music?
Yeah, well, my website, it's adrielle.com, so it's A-D-R-Y-E-L-L-E, and I have, like, you know, music on Bandcamp, music on Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes, Apple Music, all those places, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
can you tell us quickly about Bandcamp?
Yeah, Bandcamp, I mean, you could stream music through Bandcamp, but then you can also purchase music and download it through Bandcamp as well.
Okay.
So it's really, it's a great way to sell, like if you want to sell your music instead of just have it for streaming, you know?
Yeah. So it's almost like iTunes, I guess, that format.
Sort of. It's more like, I think it's more geared to like independent artists, and then
Okay. You
can like basically put a price on it, or like people can kind of pay what they want if you set it at that. So like somebody that visits it, they can like put a number in and like purchase your whole discography or purchase like a single, you know?
So it's really like a virtual merch table.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. There we go. Well, that's cool. I've heard of it. I haven't really dipped my toes in there yet.
You guys should check it out. It's really, I think it's a great platform for selling your music, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like a great tool for a musician.
Awesome. Well, do you have any parting words of wisdom to our listeners who might be interested in making some more electronic music?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it doesn't really take much to get set up. Like if you want to get into it, it's just a matter of like figuring out like what works for you as far as, you know, what software to use. But I mean, there's so like the possibilities are endless as far as the creativity, because just like with different plugins and MIDI sounds, you can just create like completely like, I don't know, just experimental music. And I don't know. It's just, it's great for the imagination and just exercising your creativity. So.
Awesome. Do you have like a program maybe that you would recommend of learning how to make electronic music, or are you totally self-taught when it comes to Logic?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I think as far as like an entry level kind of program, I would say, I mean, GarageBand is good because it's like, it's pretty easy. And then there's also like loops on there and there's different sounds. Yeah. I mean, I kind of learned Logic on my own. Like just, I downloaded it and just learned it, you know? But Reason is also a good program too for electronic music. Cause there's a lot of
Reason.
Yeah. There's a lot of good sounds on there.
Cool.
Yeah. I like starting GarageBand, experiment,
get creative, and then when you're ready to upgrade, you can
buy
something more difficult.
Yeah, yeah. Or you could just outright buy it and just learn it from the beginning and then go from there.
That's true.
Yeah, that's what you did.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we're excited to hear your upcoming stuff, and definitely want to invite the listeners to go check all of your music out. It's Adriel, Adrylle, right?
Yes, correct.
And you release one song a month?
Yes. This is pretty
minus this year. Month?
Yeah.
The busy month.
Yeah.
Cool. We'll be looking forward to that. So listeners out there, go check her out and give her a follow on whatever preferred platform you have, and go enjoy her unique sound. Thanks for being on the show, Adriel.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Turn the radio up, windows down.